Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, congratulations, Stars. We're headed to the Western Conference Final. And the game was exactly the way I thought it would be last night. It was a hard-fought, low-scoring game. You know, the first period, no goals. The second period, who starts it? Roope Hintz, and his speed and his ability to get down the ice and shoot the puck. And it was an incredible game, because you got to be able to play those kind of games too in the playoffs. Teams aren't going to give you a lot of space, and we were able to take the space that was given and score what we needed to score. And I was right about Ottinger. He had a phenomenal game last night. And of course, the defense in front of him did a wonderful job of making it easy for him. Great job of keeping Seattle out of the middle of the ice. It just kind of sucked though at the very last few seconds of the game last night that even Seattle got one goal, because I was really hoping for the clean sheet last night. But still, a great win. And then Wyatt Johnston getting that second goal to take care of business, pretty much. It just was like we're going for the quick clean sheet, and what, within 20 seconds of the third period, the very last few seconds, Seattle scores. And you know, they didn't give up either. And I have to give credit where credit's due to a phenomenal season for them as well, because they did. They beat the defending Stanley Cup champs in the first round in 7 games. They put up a hell of a fight against us. And so I'll just put it this way. Seattle is not going to go away. They're going to be a good team for a while, and I'm sure we'll see them down the line again. But now it's time to talk about the Western Conference Final. And the fact that there's some pretty tasty storylines. You know, both coaches got fired. Butch Cassidy got fired. Cassidy got fired from Boston. He takes over the Vegas job and gets them to the Western Conference Final. And Pete DeBoer gets fired from Vegas and gets to the Western Conference Final. So Pete DeBoer gets to play against his old team and gets to coach against his old team. And, you know, unfortunately last year for Vegas, it really wasn't the coaching the coach's fault. It was just a lot of injuries in that team. And when you get that many injuries towards the end of the season, it's really hard to recover from that. The thing that I know for certain, though, is goaltending is about average for Vegas. But obviously, we got the elite goaltending, even though Ottinger had to be pulled from a couple of games in the last series. That adversity came through again last night and showed that he was able to overcome that adversity and become the Jake Ottinger we know and love. Anyway, there's not really a whole lot more to say this morning, but congratulations. Last night I didn't want to do the podcast because I think that you would have heard a lot of emotion in my voice, because I was kind of crying happy. There was definitely tears of joy last night. And as a Dallas Stars fan for as long as I've been a fan, I mean, I've pretty much been with this team since I was a young man, going into teenager, young man. and still watching them strongly. I love this team. And just to think that this is a really great window of opportunity. You know, Colorado's gone, Edmonton's gone. There's teams that everyone thought that they were going to be the favorites to win it all. And in the Western Conference, there's so many good hockey clubs, and we get to be fighting for a spot for the Stanley Cup. You know, we've won 8 games. We're halfway there to that final 16th game that we need to win the win it all. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Congratulations to Dallas for getting there. And like I said, congratulations for Seattle in their second season making the playoffs and being able to make a little noise. And I'm sure the city of Seattle is very proud of them too. But we're just better built for this now. And I hope everyone has a wonderful day.